I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. And our info is based on tradition. Today, we are going to continue the discussion on modesty. And we have in our studio Sister Salma Khalfan, who is in fact my aunt. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me over. Inshallah, we will have a nice discussion about women, get to know each other better also in the process.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. Inshallah, today we are going to discuss on moral etiquettes on married life in bringing a tranquil home. In our previous sessions, we had very enlightening discussions on modesty and hijab, and we were very much enlightened. Thank you very much. And so today, as you had mentioned, you're going to talk to us more on the woman's role at home, in a married life.
Yeah, women's role is played in every aspect, you know, the home, in the society, with her husband, as a mother, as a teacher, as a wife, as a daughter. So here, mostly we look at a woman at home, as in a spouse, a married woman. How can she be an appreciative woman?
Okay.
You know, a thankful woman. And thankfulness is something that is very much innate in us, that if somebody, for example, comes, even they are not Muslims, or they do a favor for us, this feeling will come in us that thank you so much.
Yeah, naturally.
It's naturally, yeah. So we have traditions on this regard from our sixth holy Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, who stated that the best woman among your women are those who show appreciation when their husbands bring home something and are not discontented if nothing is brought home. And another hadith also we have of the same Imam stating, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam stating, any woman who says to her husband that she has not seen any good things from him, then she has fallen in her credibility and has voided her acts of worship.
Okay.
So this is a very bad thing, that, you know, when a woman cries out that I don't see any khair in you.
Or
I've not
that
seen anything
she doesn't acknowledge anything that
anything,
he has done.
Anything, like,
him.
You know, whole round generalizing things.
Yeah.
There's so many good things men have. But woman looks at one thing and she just generalizes sometimes and says, nothing comes good from you. And this is voiding all her acts of worship and her credibility. That means her respect goes away.
Okay.
And also, the other hadith says that she should be contented when a man brings something at home. For example, I can cite you a very small example. If a man brings some ration at home, like a meat, the woman should appreciate even that. It's not a gift for her personal self, like a rose or something.
Yeah.
But she should be happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Right? But men bring, they bring, and he's not appreciated. It's like his work.
Yeah, then that want to bring it himself.
Yeah, there are many repercussions we're going to talk about here, that what happens then. Yeah. So gratitude and appreciation are something which is very admirable characteristics in a person. And it is the secret by which one can attract very many charitable acts.
Okay.
Even Allah has mentioned that gratitude for his blessings or the continual perpetuation of his grace upon mankind.
Yeah.
That means if you, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. That means when you are grateful, I will give you more.
So when basically if we are grateful to our husbands, they'll feel like bringing more.
Yeah, exactly. So our husbands are also human, like everyone else. They enjoy being appreciated.
Yeah.
Even we as human beings, don't we like being appreciated?
Definitely.
If we give some beggar something and he would say thank you so many times, we would feel like giving that same beggar. Yeah. But if he says, oh, it's only this much, or you just take it and go away.
Ungrateful.
Yeah. But Allah is, of course, very more merciful. He keeps on giving us more and more. And also, if we don't thank him, he still gives us.
Yeah.
And of course, if we are true believers and we thank him properly, he gives us more.
Definitely.
So it's beautiful that sometimes he gives us more by making our capacity more, and then we can take more.
Yeah.
So that's why la azidannakum, I make you more. I don't give you more only,
I make you more
so that you can appreciate even more, and I keep on giving you my ni'mat. It keeps on showering it on you.
Very beautiful.
So a man enjoys being appreciated. He is willing to support his family and regards it as his moral and lawful obligation. Even any man, if you go and see, he likes supporting a woman. Any man who is not even, nafaka is not wajib for him. You go and see, if they don't have Islam as a religion,
yeah,
a man would find it like very natural to treat a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
That is on me, of course. I'm inviting you for dinner. It's on me. Or it's like he likes doing this kind of. But like every human being, he also expects that appreciation. So it is a lawful and moral obligation. But when he's thanked and appreciated for doing his duty, then he feels like continuing it. Otherwise, they seem to be a burden for him. They'll become a burden. So we should be careful that we do not take these duties for granted, so that he becomes indifferent, you know, towards his contributions to the family. Because in every way, if you go and see, a man brings things home every day.
Yeah.
Right? So a woman should be alert in this, that she should thank him every day, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah? That, oh, thank you, I really wanted this.
I mean, what is getting less from you if you thank your husband?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you get more, right? Yeah.
I guess sometimes there's this pride that comes up. Why should I thank him? I'm cooking for him, or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's this pride which comes before a fall.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful. Like, if we want positive, you know, answers or positive things to happen, then we should know that we should step on our egos a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's easy. A woman can step on her ego quicker than men.
Than a man, yeah.
And even a man will appreciate that, you know.
Yeah, so if we do it, then they will want to do it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what comes if you don't appreciate is that he will feel it's such a waste to earn for the wife. I'd rather keep my money to myself.
True.
Because the woman maybe starts complaining that I didn't want this. Yeah. You shouldn't have brought this.
Yeah.
Or just like something indifference, you know. So he feels just like just wasting of energy and you know, like a normal day, every day is just the same old routine, going, working, earning, and the end, who spends it? But appreciation adds the flavor, eh?
Yeah.
That, oh, feels I get
like
so
okay.
many energy and thanks, and they like it, and I would do it more now for them. So it feels like a kind of aim and a hope to earn,
yeah.
rather than just saying that it's just a waste.
And the wife should feel special.
Yeah, exactly. Now that comes later, but at least appreciate, right?
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So we're talking about the appreciating women here.
Okay.
And they should never say that I've never seen anything good from you, whilst their husbands bring, for example, things every day at home. Even little things like, for example, the necessities of home, you
yeah.
know, should appreciate.
It's important.
And then, you know, when he's not appreciated, it'll never drive him to do good to anybody, like a charitable act. He'll feel this is what it comes out of it. Lack of appreciation.
So he needs
giving,
that push from home.
To give.
Yeah.
It's a very good character to give, right? So you, when you get the appreciation, then you feel that, yeah, it's good to give. And he gets this attitude of being kind. It keeps on and on in, you know, getting polished in his nature.
It's like everything is linked, yeah? It's
yeah.
like if you do this, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So just do everything that Islam has taught you and
yeah.
you'll see, you know, flowers
the, yeah,
and
fruits. Exactly. See the garden coming out of it.
Yeah.
Then it'll also give him a sense of accomplishment and confidence. He will feel that, this thing is something that I've achieved.
Yeah.
A sense of achievement. It's not something that is disregarded. It's a kind of an aim in life.
Mm.
It feels you that you're doing something, yeah?
It gives that positive energy,
yeah.
drives him to do good everywhere.
Yeah, and a confidence.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm doing this and I know, you know, this is not wrong. And it's not a waste of time. And then his good will increase and he'll become a second habit to contribute his wealth to society, like I said, you know, charitable acts to one and all in every way. You know, women, we should remind them that if, for example, a friend or a relative gives them some small thing, what is the natural thing to do? They would, of course, appreciate it, yeah? They would say thank you. So it's only natural and fair to show appreciation to your husband first.
Exactly.
For his consideration and thoughtfulness. More to your husband. Exactly. But it takes, sometimes takes it so much for granted, you know?
Yeah.
That he is supposed to be doing these things.
Yeah, it's his duty.
It's his duty.
Duty.
Exactly.
It's his job.
Yeah. But that's not right at all.
But that's what Veer Aldai is trying to tell us. No. In fact, you should thank him, and he's trying to, you know, like this is going to help your relationship.
Yeah, in the long run. Such a small act, yeah?
Yeah.
But, and it doesn't even, I feel it's enjoyable in a way to see people happy.
And
like if you appreciate even, if somebody likes giving so much, then you make them happy by saying them, thank you, it was so useful for me.
Yeah.
Make them happy, right?
And also, for example, before I got married, I was given books to read. For example, there's one, it's Tasahila Aramish. It was a number of books. Like I think there are 5 books. I felt like reading that made me realize that small things is what's going to help my relationship, you know, with my husband get smoother, and all of these small things which maybe I would have taken for granted makes me realize and understand that no, it pays such a big, you know,
difference in life. Yeah,
it's amazing.
So especially we would probably advise our girls to read before they get entered into this contract of marriage, so that they can know that such small things would make a mountain at the end, yeah?
Exactly.
Make your relationship
pile it
yeah,
up.
Solid. It would make it solid, your relationship. But because mostly, if you go and see, when spouses separate from one another or they get divorced from one another, it's because of small moral issues.
Exactly.
That have become so big and they've hurt each other's feelings so much that it ends up to a break, you know, of the relationship. Showing appreciation, you know, does not belittle one
exactly.
at all. One should feel that he's growing spiritually.
Yeah.
In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi says, "Man lam yashkuril makhluk, lam yashkuril khaliq."
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to thank Allah, actually, then you should thank the makhluk, the creature first.
Wow.
So your husband is also a creature of Allah. So you've actually thanked Allah when you've thanked the creature of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So it'll never belittle you. And of course, it'll give you more and more sawabs. And the best zikr, of course, is if you want to show your appreciation, is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Hmm.
So if you demonstrate this appreciation, it would make you be loved and cared more.
Hmm.
Yeah, it would give you more affection. It would give more affection from your husband. It would also make him feel like doing more for you, improving your living conditions more and more.
Yeah.
So in the long run, like appreciation brings a lot of benefits. And just look at that hadith. It's very harsh in a way that all the deeds become void and she loses her credibility if she says that she has not seen anything good from her husband. Can you imagine a scenario when a wife says that she has never got anything good from her husband? Does it really exist?
No, it can't.
It can't? How? Can you just tell me how?
Because I feel like there's so many things that a husband does for his wife. And sometimes, just like we discussed right now, we sometimes take it for granted, or we feel like that's his duty. While in reality, he's doing it out of his love. But slowly, if we tend not to, you know, recognize those things, then slowly he's going to feel it a burden, or he might feel like not doing it. So it's like us who builds this relationship, acknowledges those small things. Just the fact that he, for instance, opens the door even for you, or for example, he tells you something nicely, or even...
Or he gives you shelter to marry you.
Or that, yes,
and
exactly.
It begins with spouse selection. I feel it's so important, and we covered all this,
yeah,
the spouse selection. So it's very important and crucial for a woman to think of what spouse she's going to select.
Okay.
Because this same man is going to live with you in the same house and giving you shelter and, you know, meeting your responsibilities, giving you protection, all these things, and then giving you children.
Yeah.
It's so important that all these are actually favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the intermediary of these favors. He is the agent of these favors.
Yeah.
So it's never a case that when a husband can not be doing any khair to a wife, right? He has to do some khair, but woman you know, sometimes take it for granted and say that there's no hair from you I've seen.
Yeah.
And that's why she gets her what worship to become void and null.
Unfortunately.
And batil. Why does this is very strong, yeah?
Yeah.
When you say, because there's nothing like that. Nothing
comes
like that he has not done khair on you. Maybe you spoil it.
Mm.
Or you set the wrong stone, you know, the wrong foundation. And then, like a woman, as far as a woman's concerned.
Yeah, of course, there must be instances that men have done the wrong thing and that's why they separate. For instance, they separate, but we're talking about women at this point. Yeah, that's very important. And thank you very much for enlightening us on this topic. I think we really take thanking our spouses for granted. And inshallah, our listeners and ourselves, we will try and, you know, be more thankful, not only to our husbands, to Allah as well, for all that He has given to us. Inshallah, thank you very much. And inshallah, we will see you in our next session, inshallah, in our next program. Thank you very much for listening. Fi amanillah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.